Welcome to Wonder and Reality. I've said this once, I want to say it again. There are millions of things we can do every day. Millions of messages. One thing is the greatest and most important: seeking the Lord Jesus Christ with our whole heart. Waiting upon Him, seeking Him with everything we have. When we find Him, just one person with Him directly, that's the key. Go to Him directly. He's God Almighty. That person will find the greatest treasure in the universe. The secret, the answer, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. So glorious and beautiful, majestic, merciful, loving, gentle, so much more. Infinitely more. We were made for Him. He created the human race for Him because He's God is love, and He wanted to give away His love and have a more family and more people to His people made in His image. This glorious thing, we can never put it into words, you know. We could give trillions of messages and never put it into words. And so these words are really inadequate. It's a mystery and a reality. You today can experience Him in the fullness of what He wants to give you today. Today you can do that. If you seek Him just seek Him. It's that simple. He will meet you. He says, ask and you shall receive. He said, what father among you, you know, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a stone? Or, you know, and if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts? And another version, place it says, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. I have new information that I want to pass along. It's about the tabernacle in the Old Covenant. I just don't want to share that, get to that yet, because this new series about the glory of the Lord, we just need to look at the big picture. We need to step back and realize, let's make the most of today in seeking Jesus Christ and serving Him, and wonderful things will happen. It's a guarantee. He's always faithful. We just walk with Him. There's so many misconceptions. You know, without the Holy Spirit, we think it's some religious thing and it's boring and dry and we don't understand anything about, you know, in the Old Testament. But with the Holy Spirit, when we find Jesus, then it all makes sense. And yes, teachings are great. There's this teaching about the tabernacle. It all speaks of Jesus Christ and our relationship with Him. And it's all a glorious mystery. It's this tabernacle that had three sections, and there were seven stations. It starts with the gate and it finishes up in the Holy of Holies. And so it's all about Jesus Christ. But the big picture, the glory of the Lord, the Lord Jesus, let's just seek Him. Thanks for listening. More soon.